Laureen, as the PTA treasurer, had been instrumental in working out a deal with the airline and several Las Vegas hotels so that parents and siblings could attend the contest. And everything had gone fine, right up until they tucked in the little third-place winning musicians and handed their trust over to a hotel babysitter, who looked a little like Joan Crawford but was able to produce identification to prove she was employed by the hotel. So, confident that their kids would be fine, Laureen and her fellow PTA officers, Abby Walsh, vice president of the PTA and wife of the local Methodist minister, and Tiffany Dreyer, president of the PTA, went down to the casino and spent a little time playing the nickel slots and sipping free margaritas from the hotel bar. For Laureen, life began to veer off course with the idea of taking a break after an hour of slot machines and free drinks to get up and move around so she didn't get slot machine elbow or whatever you'd call a repetitive motion injury from playing the one-armed bandit for too long. Besides, she'd allocated $25 to gambling, and according to the slip the high-tech machine had just spit out at her, she had only $10 left. When that money was gone, she'd decided, the evening was over for her. "Are you sure you don't want to come look around with me?" she asked Tiffany, Laureen's friend since both their kids had eaten a container of paste in Mrs. Kelpie's first-grade classroom and thrown it up in the cafeteria line half an hour later. "No way." Tiffany kept her baby blues fastened on the machine in front of her. "I've invested almost 2 hours in this machine. It's going to hit the jackpot. I can just feel it." "This is how gambling addiction starts, you know." Tiffany nodded and lifted her drink to the one Laureen was taking with her to the bar. "I think alcoholism starts this way, too." "Touché." Laureen made her way through the crowd, hundreds of people she'd never know. The feeling of freedom was exhilarating. Jacob was safely with the sitter upstairs, and Laureen, who was a month away from her final divorce decree, was a bachelorette on the loose, for the first time in 11 years. Robert, her soon-to-be ex, thought she was a control freak who focused too much on her child and not enough on her life. Well, she was going to change that tonight. The lobby of the Gilded Palace was crowded with people, marble columns, and large potted palm trees. There was Muzak playing through some distant speakers, adding just enough vague ambiance to make it feel like this was someone else's life, and she was free to do whatever she pleased with it. That's when the trouble started. When Rod, that turned out to be his name, or at least the name he gave, first sat down and started talking to her, her first thought was that it must be on a dare from one of his drunk friends, who were undoubtedly hiding behind one of the gold Corinthian columns or enormous potted palms somewhere. But if he had drunk friends with him, they were hiding for a really long time. And besides, Laureen wasn't unattractive enough to make a dare like that funny to a bunch of assholes. She looked like a mom. Not a MILF, just a mom. Her dark hair had lost some of the luster of youth and was cut in a sort of hopelessly plain brown variation of Prince Valiant. No matter where she went to get it styled, and no matter what pictures she took with her, she always seemed to leave with the same slumpy mom look. And the stylist's advice that, "You have a different face. I can't make you look like TV actress X, movie star Y, fill in the blank. But this is the same basic haircut." In other words, "You're never going to be that hot, honey. Give it up."